This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With John D'Souza, former FBI agent, we're talking about the public repository of information from the FBI. John, anything questionable or a potential smoking gun there, or would you think they would have kept that hidden?
Well, this particular document I'm talking about probably should have been kept hidden because it is off the charts and it is pretty out there. It's pretty out there. And it's amazing to me that they actually did put this out. And that it is out there and available to people. I still have a hard time believing it, even though I put it in my book and I make it available to people wherever I can. And it's also the most downloaded document in the history of government archives. It's been downloaded over 3 million times around the world. So people do know about it. But, I mean, it should be on television every single day because of what it says. This document is titled, like I said, you go to vault.fbi.gov. On the right, there's a tab that says Unexplained Phenomena. You click on that. Then on the left, there's the word UFO. And you click on that, UFO. And then groups of documents will appear. And the one on the left side, it says 1947 UFO Part 1, and then you click on that, and then you go to page 22 of 69, page 22, and on page 22, there is this document that is titled A Memorandum of Importance, dated July 8th, 1947, and what it says is, it says this guy is with the FBI, he's a former scientist, and he is writing this document as an emergency broadcast to the scientific community, which he was a part of a short time before. And he says here, I have an informant. He says, my informant is supernormal. Supernormal is just an old-timey word for supernatural. And because of the context, doesn't look like his informant is a ghost. It looks like his informant is actually something to do with an alien visitor. And he says, because of who my informant is, a lot of scientists will not believe what I'm saying, what I'm about to say, but I still have to advise them because it's the right thing to do. And then he says here, these are the conclusions that come from my informant, and I'm letting you guys know. And he has about eight conclusions written down here. The most important of which, of course, is, he says, alien visitors are not physical. They are not physical. He says they are from other dimensions outside of our physical time and space. He says they exist in other, and he uses the old Vedic term, lokas. They exist in other lokas, which is levels of existence that never intersect with ours. And he says they change their vibration in order to match our physical vibration for short periods of time. And that's how they materialize here. And then he says, and then eventually they dematerialize and go back to their own dimension of time and space. You know, he also says UFOs are, there's nobody inside of them. There's nobody in there. He says UFOs come here the same way that the alien visitors do. And he says there's no one inside. He also says they're not made of metal. They're made out of some kind of radiant material that we could understand as plasma. That's probably the closest understanding we would have. He also says that they are here for peaceful purposes to see if they can settle here permanently. He says that's what they're trying to find out. And he also says because of their incredibly advanced technology, it would be a tragedy if our Air Force ever attacks them. And what's funny is shortly after this document was sent out, we see in 1952, the invasion of Washington, D.C., the airspace over the Capitol. Well, we see what happened when it was the first and only time the U.S. Air Force was sent after a bunch of UFOs. And it was a tragedy. It was definitely a tragedy. The UFOs were, and anybody can look this up, 1952, the Washington, D.C. invasion of several UFOs that were over the Capitol building airspace type area. And that went on for almost 2 weeks. And it was terribly embarrassing. Our jets were sent out there after them. And it was the first and only time the Western world, an entire Air Force was sent after UFOs. And these UFOs did loops around our planes. They did face-to-faces. They did buzzing up and below and above. And they made it very clear they could have destroyed every single airplane that was sent after them. But they didn't. They did not.
Excuse me, how did they make that clear?
Because when you're able to be face-to-face with a plane that is chasing you and be able to be above or below it and make maneuvers around it, then that means you could very easily destroy that plane at any moment that you want to because of the superior maneuverability and motions that they had at their command. And that's what happened in 1952 when UFOs showed up over the Capitol building airspace. There was a huge government commission after that to see what happened. It was headed by an admiral, and that commission, of course, shortly after that, basically decided nothing happened and that nothing threatening our national security occurred. That was pretty much a farce that was done in order to reassure the American people that basically nothing dangerous had happened in 1952 over Washington, D.C.
Let me ask you a question here. You're looking at craft that is capable of amazing pinpoint maneuverability, part and parcel of the UFO legend over the years. But the big question here is, when you see these things, are you really seeing something that's physically there, even if it's manifesting from another dimension and converting itself or making itself visible here? Are you really seeing it or seeing something that actually isn't there, almost like a hologram? It's just an image.
I believe it may be both, because you're talking I believe that these vehicles are like plasmas. They are plasmas, and they are in transitory state, and they have the ability to be in a transitory state at all times. So they can be solid for short periods of time when we're looking at them, and then they can go back to like a flux, an energy flux state as well, where people can shoot shells at them, like we see what happened in the Battle of Los Angeles during World War II, where we had the entire coast was militarized with anti-aircraft fire, cannons, and so forth. And yet we had a couple of UFOs show up over Los Angeles, and we had all kinds of ordnance sent up in the middle of the night because everyone was very paranoid about Japanese Zeros coming into the California coast at that time. And as soon as those UFOs showed up, the night was lit up with ordnance, anti-aircraft fire that was sent up there, and apparently most of the shells just went right through those vehicles because they were in a transitory sort of flux state, even though they appeared physical, they appeared material. But photos that were taken after all these shells were sent up there, and the only casualties were not the ships, it was actually people. A couple of people on the ground were killed. Several people on the ground were killed by these shells just coming back to the ground. And after all the smoke cleared, it was visible that these two UFOs were just happily sailing off without a mark on them. So that was that's an example of that. I believe these things can be physical and for short periods of time, and then they can transition to this sort of just energy state where nothing can really touch them either.
This is getting more and more fascinating as to how these things are working out. And I can see where you have that viewpoint about at least sometimes non-physical UFOs. Because the conventional theory there, and I'll go into that a little bit, we'll go into more of this in a moment, because we have to break shortly. The conventional theory has it that the reason UFOs seem to be less than physical or capable of all these things is because they are simply more advanced than us. Thousands of years ahead of us, their technology would seem to be magical. We have John DeSouza, Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Let's continue here. So, as I'm saying, yes, you can theorize about UFOs from the multiverse, whatever, and I've done that. And a lot of us have done things that require us to look into alternate explanations for UFOs. But if you're encountering physical craft in the way we know physical, and the technology is hundreds or thousands of years ahead of us, don't you think they'd be capable of doing things that we regard as magical?
Sure, like Arthur C. Clarke said, basically science that is sufficiently so far advanced of us, of what we can do, would appear indistinguishable to us from magic. Yeah, it would just look like magic, of course, because it's just something that is just so far out of our realm that we just can't understand it. But that's exactly why I tell people, I'm always telling people that in ufology, what we've done is we've tried to humanize alien visitors to a large extent. And that's kind of the paradigm that stayed in for the last 60 years, which is ridiculous because they are not like humans. They are not cramming themselves into little metal shells like rockets and sailing across the galaxies like we would have to. They don't need buses to travel from one space to another like we would. It's just not the case. They are simply beaming in, to, for lack of a better phrase. I mean, that's probably the best we can understand it. They are beaming themselves in to wherever they go. And these UFOs, the UFOs, the real ones, of course, not the majority of UFO cases that can turn out not to be credible, but the real UFOs are also very similar to alien visitors beaming themselves in. And they are accompanying alien visitors, kind of like the way that familiars would with, like, sorcerers. They carry out small tasks for alien visitors. They collect information from humans. They bring it back to alien visitors. That's, from the cases I've seen, this is what appears to be the case with these UFOs and with alien visitors as well.
Now, when we talk to some people involved in UFO research, they believe the government knows this and knows a lot. And if you only persuade them to disclose what they know, all will be right in the world. We don't have to do anything. They know the answer. Some of that goes back to the days of Major Kehoe, the silence group. So do you think, whatever UFOs are, from the multiverse, from a civilization 10,000 years ahead of us, whatever they are, do the governments know?
No, and they don't know. You know, I had occasion to sit and talk with Jacques Vallée the other day, and he boiled down about what I took half of a book to convey. He boiled it down to a couple of sentences, and it was just, that's how brilliant geniuses can do. They can do these things. He said the governments don't have anything that they can reveal or disclose. He says what governments have, and government agencies, of course, in particular, he says they have mountains of data. They got data, lots and lots of data. If you go to the Air Force right now, and it's true, if you go to the Air Force right now and you had the ability to look at anything that they've got, they have mountains and mountains of data on UFOs, maybe even on alien visitors as well. It's all out there. A lot of it is probably already released on the internet, because every intelligence agency has been doing this, releasing on the internet their declassified files. And so, yeah, there's plenty of data, but there's no particular plan or structured knowledge that can be released, disclosed to anybody in particular. They just don't have that. And I don't believe they've ever had. I don't believe there's anyone in government that has that particular, okay, here's the plan. Here's the entire agenda that I can now let you know because someone's given me permission. I don't think that exists. I just think they have mountains of data that we can look at or not look at. But there's no structure. There's no one there that had the entire plan from the alien visitors as to this is what we're doing, this is what the agenda is. I don't believe there's ever going to be disclosure because of that, because they just don't have it to disclose. There will be, however, I do believe there will be revelation from the alien visitors themselves, and that will happen eventually, and probably sooner than we think.
Why do you believe that?
Because we appear to be reaching a crescendo of some sort. We appear to be reaching the point where these alien visitor phenomena, observation experiences, contact experiences, abduction experiences, they're not leveling off. They're not decreasing. Instead, they're increasing, and they always continue to increase. And so we're approaching some kind of crescendo. Also, because our technology is increasing as well, and our wonderment with these experiences is decreasing, they need to step it up. They cannot live without our wonderment, without the awe that we have for these experiences. And if that reduces, they need to do something to increase the spirit of awe and wonder that we have with alien visitors. When it becomes kind of a routine thing, like, there's a genuine UFO, there's some alien visitors experiencing something, people are experiencing these things, and it becomes kind of like ho-hum, kind of like routine for us, then they have to increase the game. And I think they will very, very soon. And I think everything we've seen approaches towards that reality.
How long do you think these visitors have been here then?
Oh, I think, if you look back in history, anyone can look this up, there's an experience that is recorded with Alexander the Great, where he was just, and I don't even remember what century that was, in the BC era, but he was attacking, he was consolidating his power in the Macedonian Empire, and he was attacking one of his cities that he had to conquer in order to consolidate his power. And he was, I believe it was Tyre, the city of Tyre that was fortified, and he was attacking them. And there's a recording that their shining shields in the sky appeared and started attacking Alexander's troops with beams of light. And his troops retreated. They were confused. And then suddenly those shining shields in the sky switched sides and started attacking the walls of the city and made it possible for Alexander's troops to advance and take over that city. So we're talking about thousands of years.
Now, Alexander the Great dates back to the 300 BC era. So we're talking here about a phenomenon or something that's been here 2,400 years. But only now they're interested in maybe making themselves known?
No, I think they've been making themselves known since they were appearing even before recorded history as well.
Let's go into that in our next segment with John D'Souza. And Gene, and Chris, and listener questions. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, customers, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So you feel that ET, whatever they or it might be, have been making themselves known throughout history. So you're saying maybe if you look at UFOs in the Bible, there's evidence of interactions there?
Well, yes, absolutely. The book of Ezekiel, we see the description of the wheels within wheels that were observed by one of the prophets and the experience that he had. Well, yeah, it was Ezekiel. And watching these things in the sky and getting messages from them. And there's even a quote in the Bible, in the book of Ezekiel, that the wheels were moving on their own. And there was a spirit that was moving with the wheels. And the spirit, however, was outside of the wheels that was manipulating the wheels. And there were also wheels within wheels. Yeah, this has been not just in the Bible, it's been in every sacred text that we've had since before recorded time. And yeah, I think this is something that continues to go on. And yeah, because it has gone on for so long, and because we're reaching the point where it's starting to become kind of commonplace, I think that's why we're getting to that crescendo where we are going to get to not disclosure, but to revelation, speaking of the Bible.
Right. But, you know, we've been talking about that for a long time. This is the year, it's next year, we're reaching the right conditions. Now, the skeptical interpretation of Ezekiel's wheels is that they were seeing angels, but then angels is a supernatural phenomenon. So sure. It could be angels, spaceships, it could be anything. So I'll go for that. On the other hand, like I said, they've been talking about the revelations coming. It's coming soon. There's Armageddon afoot. There's a world shaking, changing experience coming, and it never seems to happen. Why assume this time?
I think because if you just study the cases, and you study the, in particular, the cases of abduction, we have an increase in these cases. We see that they are increasing and our understanding of them is also increasing at the same time. For instance, we see abductions that have occurred ever since 1961 when Betty and Barney Hill were the first really globally known classic case of alien abduction. Those steps were established where they are stalked by some kind of UFO vehicle. Their car is chased and stalked. Then they themselves are acquired by these alien visitors. They exercise command and control over them. Then they do these medical, they transport them to this medical facility and then do these experiments on them. It was not a positive experience for them. And it was very, it was actually very negative, haunted them for the rest of their lives.
All right,
and
you're taking here the possibility of abductions as a physical experience or encounter with aliens exactly as described. And I should point out that Barney and Betty Hill is kind of different. We didn't see the traditional gray aliens in abductions probably until the Whitley Strieber book, Communion. It kind of set the stage. The Hills didn't have that. But you're assuming then that all these experiences with these primitive examinations, physical examinations, sometimes painful, are as described. And I'll just throw out a red herring for you. You'd have to read our forums or listen to an appearance on the Paracast by a guy named Miguel who's runs by the name of Red Pill Junkie online. Cool. And he suggested that there's a resemblance between the abduction experience and a near-death experience. But if that's the case, why assume it's the result of an encounter by E.T.? Besides which, why would E.T. have to do the same silly thing over and over again? How many samples of humans do they need before they have enough samples?
Oh, that's an excellent question. I mean, yeah, if you figure these abductions have been occurring probably much before 1961, you know, probably for a very long time, and they continue to go on, how much human material do they really need? Well, one of the things I do is I always do an examination where I actually say the very controversial saying that alien abductions are actually a fraud. And the reason I say that is not because they're not true, but actually because they are true. And if you think about their technology, then all these steps that are involved with every classic abduction, the stalking, the pursuit, the acquiring of the individuals from their car or from their home, the command and control, if we're assuming that these abduction experiences are absolutely true, and all these steps that they go up to, what is the need for them? If you really think about their technology, really the only important step is the final step, the collection of human material, the cells, the tissue, the sperm, ova. That's the important step in this. They really don't need these other steps because with their technology, they could actually show up at a stadium, collect all they could, and apparently they can manipulate time as well. They could actually show up at a stadium or any place where there's lots of people gathered, and they could collect all the human material they want and disappear, and no one would even know they were there.
Okay, so why do we take the abduction experience seriously? If they can do that, nobody knows.
Right.
Why would they abduct individuals and put them through all this?
Yes,
why
exactly.
Assume the memories these people report are not false? I mean, they talk about, for example, screen memories. You see owls or something, yes. And that signifies, yes, the abduction. And one point I've made over the years, and other people do as well, is that maybe the abduction itself is the screen memory for something else that happened and may have nothing to do with getting physical samples.
Right. Well, I would invite people to actually go and see the interviews from Betty and Barney Hill, both before the hypnosis removed the screen memories, and then even after.
Oh, yeah, we've all done that. We've all read that book, and I met Betty Hill a few times, and we've interviewed, yeah, her niece, Kathleen Martin,
right,
who's an abduction,
right,
investigator,
right,
a number of times. So we've heard all this, but when we're still assuming that the experience that the Hills reported accurately represents it, and there are a lot of strange things about that, like this alleged star map, for example, that they've interpreted as showing this is where E.T. comes from. But you and I know that that's 1960s technology. Because even today, if E.T. is going somewhere else, they're not using a star map. And we don't know what they do 2,000 years from now. That's a red herring. Why take it seriously?
But wasn't the star map then charted out by Betty Hill after she underwent hypnosis?
No, it was charted out by Marjorie Fish, a school teacher, again using 1960s perspectives. Okay.
Right, but later it was filled in with the actual names of the stars and names of the system.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that this is where they come from or even that it wasn't the show for their benefit. Okay?
Yeah,
why
but,
assume
yeah.
this is where they come from? That doesn't even make sense.
I don't, because, like I said, I don't believe alien visitors are from our time and space. I don't believe they're from the galaxies across the way or anything like that. I believe the alien visitors are actually from other dimensions. They have nothing to do with these galaxies. But I do believe that they provided that star chart to Betty Hill and gave it to her. Whether that was a deception or not is a different issue. But I did believe
someone provided it. And the reason I say someone is because we forget that the government has over the years done a lot of strange experiments with people. In fact, there is a theory now, which is not an unpopular theory, that what happened at Roswell was not the crash of a spaceship, but represented the sad result of some human experimentation involving balloons. All right? So Roswell was not what it seems to be. And Kevin Randall, who studied Roswell for 30 years, determined after all this investigation that the original evidence that it was a spaceship, there were bodies recovered, he can't really confirm that anymore. Only that something happened at Roswell. We don't know what it was. And again, we're trying to take something literally that we really don't know anything about. Was, for example, the Betty and Barney Hill affair, because they lived near a government installation and they had friends in the government, was it possible? That was also something that was really a mind control experiment and not a physical event involving encounters with ET. We've got more to come with John D'Souza. I'm raising a few skeptical points here and I want to see his answer. And we have questions from the listeners that Chris will ask in our next segment with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features. And most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know, the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, before we get to the questions, John D'Souza, you see the skeptical points I'm raising, not because I'm necessarily a skeptic, but what we have accepted in the UFO field before may not be quite what we thought it was.
No, you don't have to tell me about that. That's for sure. I definitely believe that Roswell was a deception, but from a different angle than what you just stated. I believe that Roswell, and I talk about this extensively in my book, I believe that Roswell was a double trick. However, I believe it was put together by alien visitors along with the elite powers in control, who worked together to create this illusion with these bodies, as well as this, whatever these remnants were of these supposed ships. And I believe the entire operation was put together for the very important purpose of making people believe that alien visitors are completely physical, just like you or I, and they can just get into a car or a bus or whatever and just crash and end up a couple of dead bodies by the side of the road, just like any humans could. That's part of what I'm talking about, the humanizing, the unjustified humanizing of the alien visitor situation that's gone on in ufology for so many years. As a matter of fact, the document that I was talking about earlier that reveals what I believe is the real truth about alien visitors, that they are not physical, it was issued July 8th, 1947. Well, not only was this document kept under wraps, the one revealing the truth of alien visitors, but Roswell occurred just a few weeks later. Just a few weeks later, it was uncovered.
First off, Roswell occurred in early July.
Yes, but it came forward shortly after this document was issued.
When Roswell came forth, we had the newspaper story that they had captured a flying disc, and then a few hours later, it became the balloon story.
Right.
Chris, you want to follow up on this?
Not really.
And
my eyes glazed over.
I know that feeling.
I was actually busy reading some of our listener questions, which I think we should get to at some point after you guys are done talking about Roswell. You know, that time period I think is fascinating, and anybody who's interested in the subject should really go back and look at what happened in June and July of 1947. Well, actually, that whole time period from the late summer of 46 through the mid to late summer of 47, I mean, there's some really key cases in there, especially that first month time period after Arnold, between Arnold and Roswell, where you have a number of almost daily sightings up and down the West Coast, up in the Pacific Northwest, down to Oregon, into California, over in Idaho, in the western side of the Rocky Mountains. It's just fascinating, that particular wave of activity. And you have to remember, this is before there was a term UFO. This is before there was really any sort of awareness in the public. And the pristine nature of some of the descriptions, I think, are very telling. And I think there could be a lot of cultural information in there that someone really just needs to pull it out. I think it's the freshest descriptions that you'll ever find of these strange objects.
It was a very desperate time during this period, and people were, especially the scientific community, were desperate for answers. And that's one of the reasons why this document was produced, the one I talked about originally, the Memorandum of Importance. And it was produced for that reason, because the scientific community was desperate for some answers as to what's going on, what's happening.
And, well, have you had any experiences? One of the questions here is from William Strathman, who's been a poster at forum.theparacast.com, where listeners get to ask our guests very pointed questions. And he's wondering, he says, I presume you've had paranormal experiences. He wonders, when did you start having them? And was it before your service in the FBI?
Yes, it was. Absolutely. I talk about it in my book, The Extra Dimensionals. When I was about 9, 10 years old, I had an experience where I was out with my family. We were in New York City. They were attending a party, and we were there with hundreds of people in some rented hall. It was very, very good time for all, and a bunch of little kids found each other and spilled out into the night. It was way past any of our bedtime. It was about probably 1 in the morning, and we ran out into the night. Streets were deserted, and we were playing tag, playing Rigolivio. It was a big, happy time for everybody, and got kind of spirited. One of the kids hit me in the stomach, and I went down on the sidewalk on my back, and one of the other kids screamed, "Oh, he's really hurt." And so they took off, running back to the rented hall where everyone was partying. And I was left there on my own, and I was able to just be looking up at the sky. It was a very starry night, very beautiful starry night. And I was noticing that there was a dark spot, like a large dark spot between these two tallest buildings I'd ever seen up to that time. I was looking at this, and it was like a black ink cloud, very large, like the kind of squid would give off in the water if you're trying to get them with your hand. And it was just a black ink cloud, and suddenly out of the bottom of that cloud started coming out these spotlights. And I was just looking up. By this time I was on my feet looking up at this thing. And these spotlights came out the bottom of the cloud, started emerging, and sure enough, this sort of UFO-looking disc, this disc came out. It appeared to be metallic, sort of, and it came out. It had spinning lights in the bottom, and it just came out, and I just got hit with that spotlight that many witnesses have felt over the years. It's like a bluish-greenish kind of spotlight. And it just hit me, and I just kept looking up at this thing. And as it's approaching me, two teenage girls appeared on my left side, and they were screaming and looking up at the same thing I was looking up at. And they were trying to hug each other and just looking up. And one of them yelled at me, "Little boy, you better run home. The world might be ending." And then they disappeared. And I was looking up, and myself and the disc, it appeared we changed our mind at the same moment, because I took a step back out of the spotlight, and then the thing reversed course and started going back up, kind of like a cartoon character jumps in the hole, pulls the hole in after it. This thing went up into the cloud, and then the cloud was gone. I just broke, and I ran back to the rental hall where my parents were. I tried to tell them what had happened. They didn't want to hear about it in public, but later at home, I told them the whole story. And my mom gave me the briefing on that can't talk about paranormal topics in front of people. It's not something that's gonna do any good, and it's not something that will lead to any place good at all. And that was my first experience.
Why did she think that?
Because she was keenly aware of the fact that people will misinterpret, and speak negatively of paranormal experiences. She was also a powerful psychic herself, and not a voluntary one, but she had some kind of psychic abilities that that would come upon her at different times. So she knew about being very discreet about talking about UFO experiences or anything paranormal in front of people.
Chris?
I was actually exposed to a lot of interesting information on divination, the tarot cards, pendulum divination, that sort of thing at a young age. And, of course, I was told that not to really discuss this outside of the family, shall we say.
Exactly.
So anyway, we have some questions here from Angelo, who has been a longtime poster. He's been here since the very beginning, almost 2009. He's one of our staff members here, and it's good to have him back. He's been missing from the forums for a while. And he's wondering, does your research that you've done in this connect to other paranormal activity that's been reported, such as hauntings or shadow people? I think to expand on that a little bit, I think he's wondering, like I often do, if there is possibly some form of interconnectedness between what are apparently divergent paranormal phenomena. They seem to be separated and highly different. But is there possibly connections?
You know, I believe there are. There's been a lot of observation that the alien visitor phenomena, it doesn't appear to behave the way a physical phenomena would.
Let's do our break. We've got more to come. More of the answer from John D'Souza in the next segment of the show. You're with Gene and with Chris and with John. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.